From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California students can say goodbye to the STAR tests they've been taking for years. The tests are being eliminated under a bill signed Wednesday by Governor Brown as the state moves to a new curriculum. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the transition isn't going over well with the Obama administration.
California, like other states, is moving from its own curriculum to the new nationwide Common Core curriculum. And it's not just textbooks and homework assignments that are changing. It's the standardized tests, too. With this new law, California will ditch STAR testing this school year, even though the Common Core test won't be fully ready until next year.
Why spend $25 million, waste $25 million on testing old standards that aren't being taught in our classrooms anymore?
State School Superintendent Tom Torlakson says the money would be better spent trying out the new testing system instead. But U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan has said the legislation would violate federal law, since California students will not be fully tested this year. He's threatened to withhold federal school funding as a result. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A California state senator joins Ventura County law enforcement agencies asking the classified ad website Craigslist to ban ads selling pharmaceuticals without a prescription. Police report a rise in overdoses of painkillers like OxyContin and Vicodin, as access to the drugs can be just a mouse click away. Captain Don Aguilar is with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
We're finding out that it is doctors and physicians who are providing large quantities of these pills to these drug dealers who are putting them on Craigslist.
Craigslist did not respond. State Senator Ted Lieu says if the company doesn't ban the ads, he'll look into options like suing to force action.
We've also asked our legislative counsel to see if Craigslist can in fact be prosecuted for being a participant in these drug transactions.
A few years ago, Craigslist did shut down a section of its site that had been used to solicit prostitution. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.